morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day, when she's not threatening to leave me, to become a professional basketball player, ladies and gentlemen, the newest star of the WNBA, Alexis Thompson.
Bye. I wish. Oh, my gosh. It's that season. Did you get your bracket filled out?
Mm-hmm. I sure did. That's why I gave you the job today.
All righto. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Balls!
That's right.
Yeah.
Lots of them in the air. Good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to your life. Blah, blah, blah. Welcome. And there's a few of them today. Well, welcome to Crawfish Awareness Day. Welcome to the French Language Day. Hufflepuff Pride Day.
Yes.
Welcome to International Day of Happiness. Welcome to International Jump Out Day. Kiss Your Fiance Day. National Ravioli Day. Welcome to Take Down Tobacco Day. Welcome to Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. Welcome to World Day of Theater for Children. Frog Day. World Sparrow Day. And it's a holiday near and dear to Alexis's glowing red heart. It's Alien Abduction Day.
No idea what you're talking about.
That's right. Look at her heart, Holly. It's glowing red.
Ow.
I think that means her craft is near.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm hungry.
That's what it meant with E.T. or that. Yeah. Or that. Does your finger still light up or did that stop?
No
after
idea
a few
what you're
years?
Talking about.
Okay,
no idea.
Just asking. Good morning. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
It's a big day today.
Cheers.
It's a big day today. It's a very big day today.
We've gotten a competition to win, Jace.
We have a competition. We sure do. It is Appetizer Madness Day here at MyTalk 107.1. And judging by the amount of emails we have received about Appetizer Madness, it is quite literally the most important thing we have going on at this organization. There is nothing that supersedes the importance of Appetizer Madness.
There's a red exclamation point next to those emails.
I noticed that.
Yeah, that's urgent in
that's
Outlook
urgent.
Speak.
we don't even get that when there's an actual announcement to be made. They flagged it. I think that's they flagged it. It's like, you got to read this. I think even Lori read it, and that's saying something. And I don't know why I'm talking like Wilford Brimley with Smuckers. But anyway. But yeah, today's the day.
Are you ready?
You mean, are we ready?
Well, I mean, you're making it, Jace. But yes, are we ready? Are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay.
I canceled girls' night yesterday. I stayed at home to prepare. I went to the store.
That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I told Lisa LaCourcier, I said, I can't. And she understood. She listens to the show. I said, I got to prepare. Tomorrow is AM. It is Appetizer Madness, everybody. And we are here for it. All the shows are competing.
Yeah. Do you know that Bradley and Dawn will be broadcasting live for the first hour from the room in which Appetizer Madness is going down from noon to one?
You're kidding me.
No. They'll be down there.
Do we know... do we have more? I'll talk about our thing in a minute, but did we get any more information? Are they really doing balls and a spherical thing or what?
Yeah, that's what they said.
A cylinder.
Cylinder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two balls.
Dawn's doing two balls. Okay.
Two different balls, a salty and savory.
Got it. I did talk to Cheater Valentine yesterday.
And?
Well, they are sticking with the sliders. Because I had to call her. I needed to know like a total, like how many are we expecting? Because, you know, ours are dumplings. So I needed to know about how many dumplings I needed to th- throw in our sauce.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. What did she say to that?
She said 37 has RSVP'd.
Ah, okay.
So my calculations, and if when you two are down there, whenever you're down there, keep an eye on the piggies, because people can't be taking 4, 5, 6 dumplings. Keep it to 2 people. And if anyone's listening to our show that's going to be down there, don't be a... don't make a meal out of our dumplings. Please, 2, 3 at max. Right. Don't be sticking
your
face.
Own.
Thank you, Lex.
It's appetizers for a reason.
Thank you, Lex.
Yeah.
It's not a meal.
No.
Two. And Lex,
there'll be plenty of other food to eat as well. So
absolutely. And I asked Dan, I said, can Alexis slap people if they take more than 2 dumplings? And he said, sure. So go ahead.
I don't want that responsibility. Holly, you slap.
Holly, do you want to slap people? Dan gave us permission. Oh, he said, just slap the people.
I don't know. I mean, maybe just like a poke.
Yeah.
Fine.
Slap is aggressive. That's okay, five fingers.
Fine.
Just one.
Poke them then.
Okay,
poke them then.
Thank you.
Poke them then. No, but yeah. So Donna... They're all 3 of them. Donna told me they're each making a tray of 12 sliders. Steve, Mike, Donna. That's how they're doing it.
Interesting.
Yes. And then
we tried to help Jace, but you kept saying no.
Well, again, I
I know, but I just feel, but, I feel badly. I really do.
No, because I emailed you. I asked for a little help on the back end. That's all I need.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
No. No, my feeling, I said it and I'll say it again. You guys have to dress up as babies and pandas and monkeys and you guys do your videos. This is the least I can do with not being in the building. So no, please. It was fun to do. I put Colin, I had him chop some onions. So he helped. So when you enjoy the green onions, think of Colin.
Okay. Chopping away.
Those green onions are provided by Colin. But no, I just need you because, again, I emailed my friends here, my talkers. I don't want the dumplings to get soggy.
Yeah.
Because
a soggy dumpling.
Nobody wants a soggy dumpling. And even though the sauce is really the star, which seems counterproductive, the sauce is what sends it to right field. So I didn't want them sitting in the sauce yesterday. I texted Alexis. I showed you the broth that I was making yesterday with mushrooms and chili crunch and the chicken broth and teriyaki.
Delicious.
Yeah.
There's teriyaki in there too?
Yeah. John Sigamora, our good friend, sent me to the Asian Mall and he had me get a very specific teriyaki sauce and a very specific sesame oil.
Ooh.
And there's mushrooms up in there and garlic and and then the chili crunch sends it home. So everyone should take in a bowl a little bit. Don't soup it up, my talker or staff, just a little bit of the soup, a little bit of the sauce, and then the dumplings. That's how you do it.
We only take 2, otherwise
poke one more time, Holly. Right there.
2.
Yeah. But I called Cheater Valentine yesterday. She seemed a little confident, but yet she was wavering a little bit. I saw a nick in the armor. Just a nick in the armor.
I wonder how big their sliders are going to be. I mean, I know that it's the Hawaiian bread. But will we get a whole one or will we get half of one?
Oh, well, we got to get a whole one.
Oh, you'll get a whole one. They added it. Yeah, that's why they're each doing. I think that's why she made Steve and Mike do a tray of their own.
Ah, okay.
Because she got a count. And again, it's anywhere from 37 to 40 people. So I did about 90 dumplings, over 90 dumplings.
Okay, perfect.
So all you need to do is about a half hour, about 11 o'clock. Dump those dumplings in the crock pot with the spinach, stir it up, and then within a half hour, they'll be good to go. That's all. Q's going to bring it all to you. The dumplings are in a separate, I put them in the freezer. Boom. That's all you need to do. And then it's all ready to go. It should be delicious. Yum. Delicious, as Alexis would say. But yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. It's going to be fun to see everybody down there and what they make.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, just the whole atmosphere is just...
competitive.
It's going to be delightful and competitive.
And there are prizes to win.
You're right.
Oh.
They didn't say what they were.
No.
But a first, second, and third place will be awarded.
Yes.
Do we know what kind of, what flavor of balls Dawn's making? We know they're savory, but do we know the flavor profile of Dawn's balls?
Yeah. Is there a cheese?
Which is a great sentence.
A dairy element to it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And what about Bradley's cylinder?
Yeah, what does that mean exactly? Are we talking
what
like a cannoli?
That mean?
Ooh.
Or are we talking like a...
Well, and also, guys...
Taquito?
He's tired. We may not even get a cylinder. He just got off that boat.
Yeah, but that was like extreme relaxation. He looked good yesterday. I have
Did
to
he?
Admit. Oh, sun-kissed and refreshed.
Yeah.
And with amazing stories of being on these islands.
In the salty sea air.
Oh.
Like the best cruise he's ever been on stories, you know, kind of thing.
Okay, shoot.
So he might still be on that cloud.
Yeah.
We got some intel and then we'll take a break here. Panda, Platinum Panda. She's our spy girl. I mean, the government should hire her to be
what'd she say?
Spy. She said she was listening to the other shows yesterday and she said, Dawn said that she changed her mind. Dawn may not have balls.
Oh, at all.
At all.
Oh.
Dawn is ballless.
Oh, no. It just might be a cylinder for Team Bradley and Dawn. K-tragic.
Yeah.
Better for us, though. And before we go to break.
What?
Did we get any intel if Team Lori, Julia, Grant, are they even participating in this?
Oh, I think that is a big hell no.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's a no.
All right.
Yeah.
You haven't heard a thing.
I haven't heard a thing.
Tried to ask.
Yeah.
And Panda. Get him to go. Do it, but.
Panda, have you, anybody, Panda, spy?
Spies, let us know.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. Yeah. This isn't their thing, you know?
I've heard anything.
And they would have to come in. Can you imagine those two? They're not going to come in or, you know, they have to get there by 11. Yeah,
hey,
it's not going to happen.
Respect that.
Yeah, I do too, girl, please.
Yeah.
You can see a picture of, the sauce from our dumplings on my Instagram stories, on my stories. Just search for Jason Matheson and click on my stories. You can see that. Actually, what I made right there, that's what I made for dinner last night. I made a portion for Collins, like, biatch, I know you're not going to make it for the staff and not make me some. He literally said that.
Yeah, he's right.
So I did. I made him some dumplings as well. So you can see it on my, he looked at me like, what? Anyway.
I love it.
When we come back, if you see Alexis out in public today, be gentle, be kind. She's dealing with some very, very sad news when we return.
Rebath, rebath.com. They are with you every step of the way. And I noticed they just did a little change on their website. Looks very nice. But of course, they're not going to change the service and the quality of product that you get with Rebath. At rebath.com, you can sign up to have a designer come to you. They make it so easy to love your bathroom, especially if you're looking at it now and going, we got some work to do. It could be as easy as changing your tub to a shower or complete bathroom regut like what we needed. They're not selling tub or shower cover-ups or liners. No. They completely remove, replace, and remodel. It's a one-stop shop. You get design guidance, quality products, professional installation. They'll get it done in 5 days or less. Yeah. Less stress, less time away from your life, or at least getting in that bathroom. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Head to rebath.com or stop into their showroom. It's on Galaxy Avenue in Apple Valley, and you'll see the choices that I made for my bathroom 3 years ago.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything. Oh, I'm sorry, Alexis. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. After we hear why we have to be very tender with Alexis today, Platinum Panda, who we should probably give a fee to, has found the exact time code of when Dawn and Brad, and it's even Dawn was even sneakier than we initially heard thought about Appetizer Madness.
Oh, I'll really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she was very secretive about the ball what replacement. They're doing.
Oh, interesting.
I'll play that in a minute, but first,
yeah, I'll be quick with this.
No, no, please.
Actually, it was funny because my husband says, oh, no. And he's like, I feel so bad for you. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, Joanne's just filed for bankruptcy. And I'm like, no. Joanne's? Yeah, Joanne's, a fabric and craft retailer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after 81 years in business. It's a big deal.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, see you at the crossroads, Joanne.
Really, truly. Joanne has 800 plus stores, and they will remain open, business as usual. But wow.
Oh.
You know, I have a friend who's in like the crafty business world. Not only did she own a little cute like sewing shop, but she also is like part of like the craft council and like a national thing and goes to all of like the conventions and stuff. And I remember maybe like 6 years ago now, she was talking about how well Joanne was doing. So just in this short time.
What is happening?
I'm not sure. I don't know what they were private and then they became public in, oh, what was I reading? Like 2011. And when they first became public, their shares sold for $12. And now, just yesterday, the stock opened at 25 cents.
Oh.
So, yeah, big deal. And I have noticed there's been a difference when you shop in there. Like the boxes are out and everything.
I'm Lex. So. I'm sorry, Lex. There's someone.
Anyway, it's just okay, that you think of people and all their jobs and, you know.
Yes.
And also, Joanne was a rare place where you can get. I mean, it's hopefully something will change. Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, there's fabric there. It's for every crafter, really. Michael's doesn't have that, So, anyway.
We were kind of in a renaissance era of crafting.
Yeah, that's why this is so confusing.
Well, I think it's that the renaissance happened when people were staying home during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now folks aren't staying home. And inflation, and
they went big,
and they went, yeah, and they went big, and but the good news, I suppose, the good news out of all of this, it doesn't mean that Joanne Fabrics is going out of business.
Yeah,
they're remaining open. Mm-hmm. They're just rearranging their financial kitchen so that they can stay open.
Yeah. Yes, smart. There's a lot of real estate. The stores are huge. Maybe there's a way to cut them in half.
And look what happened to Toys R Us. You know, yeah. Toys R Us reemerged. I mean, they've been topsy-turvy and topsy-turvy again and tried to recalibrate and then went away and then came back smaller. Look at what Macy's is doing.
Yeah.
Macy's is closing 150 stores to concentrate on the good ones.
Yeah, there's a way. They'll find a way. They have 829 store locations in 49 states. Wow. Okay, so Fiber Friends, just FYI. Huh.
But can I look at a good... you know, maybe what this means is a lot of people are embracing the mom and pop craft stores.
You know what? That's a really good way to look at it. Yes, our local yarn shops.
It's kind of the reverse of what happens when a Walmart moves in or Amazon. Maybe people are just going to, you know, Connie's Crochet Hut.
Yeah, or even Etsy to find makers. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. That would be great, too. I'm hoping that's happening.
Yeah. So when we come back, things are getting fishy on noon to three.
Yeah.
Out with Dawn's balls, in with what? Huh? Appetizer Madness Drama Part 2 next. Why do I feel like we didn't have a commercial break there? That went really fast, girl.
It was a quick one, yeah.
Yeah. Did we even have commercials then?
And we're back. Yeah.
You heard about Hefner's?
Yeah.
I literally took a swig of coffee and was like, we're back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Okay, today's a big day. Oh, by the way, programming note coming up, thanks to our darling Alexis. We have David Archuleta joining us live in our third hour at 8:30. So don't miss that.
Oh, he's so sweet.
He
did the sweetest. Paula Abdul during the Queerities. He did like a medley of all of her songs and choreographed it. Oh, can't wait to talk to him.
What did we use?
He has new music out too.
We won't say this because, you know, he's an adult now. Remember, Lex?
We used to call him
Baby Elmo.
Baby Elmo. That's Baby right. Elmo. Oh, we can't tell him that, can we?
Oh, God, no. That's how long we've been on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Has it been that long?
Yes.
Dang.
Because we loved him back then.
Oh, yes.
We had
a little
Baby Elmo crush on him.
Anyway. Oh, now he's just winning all these awards, living his best life.
Yeah. Well, that we can tell him without the Baby Elmo.
Yeah.
We're so old. We've been, you know, we loved him back then. Anyway.
Yeah, 8:30 today. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Okay. So thanks to Platinum Panda.
What'd she say?
Platinum My Talker Panda. She got, she gave me a time code for when the Bradley and Dawn started talking about today's appetizer madness because, again, resetting the table. Thank you, folks. I'm here all week. We have an appetizer competition between the staff today.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the My Talk shows are submitting something. We are doing chili crunch dumplings. Donna and Steve are doing sliders. And we thought Bradley and Dawn were doing balls and a cylinder. Bradley was going to provide the cylinder.
Two different balls.
Sweet and savory.
But it looks like that has all been upended.
What?
That is all upended. I know. I am shocked.
Okay, what'd she say?
Let's just listen to this together because I barely listened to it. So we'll do it together.
Tell people what fascinating live experience is going to unfold on
our
airwaves.
Appetizer madness at our building is happening tomorrow, and we've convinced B. Arthur to let us broadcast live.
I think she's probably forgotten that we're doing
madness.
That's hilarious.
We got a yes from her once, and then I don't ask again.
Yep.
But the engineer has us set up. We're going to be doing, so Blinded by the Item tomorrow will happen at 1:30.
Okay, yeah.
I have changed the app that we're doing.
We're not doing your 1:30? Sausage balls?
No sausage balls.
No
fairy
champagne
eggs.
Balls?
Nope.
Okay.
I've decided to call those fairy eggs.
So you found another recipe?
I did find another one, yep.
Oh.
And it is definitely special. No, not really.
Okay. We'll keep it a mystery.
People will find out tomorrow.
Find out tomorrow. And when we come back, find out.
Well, wait a second. Are we being trolled?
Are we being... Thank you.
What?
I don't know. What did we just listen to? What is happening? What?
Let's listen to this again. Hold on.
Donna will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike will make sure you get some apps. So don't worry.
It's all good.
All right.
Yeah, we'll bring you up. And Brittany said she would come up here and give you apps.
No. Now, first of all,
I thought I heard fairy balls.
Well, they're doing something called fairy balls. But also, we're not providing food for, what are we going to go down to Care 11 and give people food? No.
Well, it's Mike.
Oh, I thought it was somebody. Okay.
Wow. That's heartless, Jace.
He's making the sliders.
Oh, no. I thought it was giving it to Belinda Jensen. You know what I mean? We're going to let's go give Kathy Werzer some of our dumplings. You know.
No, Kathy Werzer gets no dumplings.
She gets
sorry,
no
girl,
dumplings.
But you don't.
I love you, but yeah. Okay, let's listen to this one more time. Okay.
Download it. We're just going to do App Madness for the first hour.
So you're going to hear, Jason and Alexis and Holly will be there?
Yeah. Well, Lex and Holly. Yeah.
I believe anyway. Steve and Donna will be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Mike will make sure you get some apps. So don't worry.
Oh, okay. Mike. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And Brittany said she would come up here and give you apps.
Oh, that's nice.
As it happens.
And do you want to talk about anything?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Oh, come on, Dawn.
I have changed the app that we're doing.
We're not doing your sausage balls?
No sausage balls.
No
fairy
champagne
eggs.
Balls?
Nope.
Okay.
I've decided to call those fairy eggs.
So you
cute.
Found another recipe?
I did find another one. Yep.
Oh.
And it is definitely special. No, not really.
Okay. We'll keep
it
a mystery.
People will find out tomorrow.
Find out.
I don't want to eat their app because now I'm scared that it's been compromised.
Is it a different ball?
I think it's an entirely different thing, Alexis. I don't think balls are going to be involved at all. Oh. I think no cylinder. Everything that we have been talking about is now null and void.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And now I don't. What's so secretive about an appetizer?
Thank you. Come on, Dawn. Come on, McLean.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Thank you. What are they drinking from noon to three?
Wow.
The outrage.
I mean, switch it up like that.
Hmm. You know what it is, Lex?
This was part of the plan all the whole time, Jeez.
They just don't have confidence in their pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do. We stuck it right out there.
Sausage balls are pretty much like a home run, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness. And you just kind of heat it and eat it. You don't have to tell people how you made your balls. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Is she going to be pulling a Mrs. Doubtfire and going to a restaurant?
Oh.
And then buying the food and then trying to sell it off as hers?
I mean.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just saying.
We have to look out for all possibilities.
I have video proof that I made my sauce.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You have it on your Instagram story.
Right there. You can see it right there. Made from.
That might be better, though. She gets it from a restaurant.
I mean, it might, actually. I mean, she might be onto something.
She actually is a really good cook and baker.
Well, I was just going to say, if it was anybody else, I would say, yeah. Like, if it was Valentine, absolutely. I could see her heading to Kowalski's.
Right.
If it was Stevie Boy, absolutely. Right. Mike is too honest. Grant wouldn't do that. But Slippery Donna and Slippery Steve, absolutely. Dawn, like Alexis just said.
Yeah, she really likes doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Although, you know what? Donna's, so I was part of the cookie exchange, you know, last holiday season. Donna made like the 7-layer bars.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, bars.
Bars. And we had to make bars? A dozen for each person. So, yeah, we made like, I think it was 10 dozen to trade. Mm-hmm. And at my Christmas with my family, I brought, you know, I was like, yes, the score already made. So I brought all the different cookies. And my nephew, 13, chocoholic, he liked hers best. He said, these are banging.
Ooh.
Now, Lex.
Banging.
Why do you have to pump up her confidence?
Wait,
she's not listening.
Yeah, well, at this point, you know.
It doesn't matter. You're right.
I guess she could be making them this morning. I don't know.
She could be. I don't know.
You're making sandwiches, right?
Yeah. That's
adding a little juice.
Yeah, girl. I went to a.
Warm that stuff up.
Yeah. Put it on bread.
I think they put, it's like a wet sandwich, isn't it?
It is. It's wet.
Yeah.
It's a moist sandwich.
It's moist. Yeah.
Got it.
So be prepared for that, Holly.
Great.
I'm giving Dawn crap because I actually, knowing Dawn and the fact that she made every recipe, I'm trying to just move right past that.
It's wet?
I love wet ham.
It's juicy.
Mm-hmm. Nothing better than wet ham. Mm-hmm. Dawn made, remember Lex, she used to make every darned thing from the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear her? She goes, it's special. It's special. So watch, she's going to come out with some cheese ball shaped like the elephant from Moulin Rouge or something. You know what I mean? It's going
little mini ones. We each get our own little elephant.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Here's my app.
She's gonna have a Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman made out of meats and breadsticks.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Wow. You know,
that's what she's gonna do, and the visuals are gonna wow the week. Even if it tastes like crap, Dawn's gonna come out with something beautiful, and everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, this is fabulous. We gotta give her the prize.
Hey,
I'm confident. I don't care. I don't even care if we get second or third.
Dumplings are always a slam dunk.
Yeah. And the sauce is killing it. Like, I tasted it last time. I'm like, oh, this is, what's it? This is on Fleck.
Championship.
This has Fleek.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fleek.
And Riz.
It has, not Rez.
Yeah. That's
more like Residue.
That's Shaws of Sunset.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Reservations.
No. Yeah. Reservation. I'm having a Rez. No.
Table for two.
Uh-huh. It's table for, yeah. Anyway. So you'll hear this go down the first hour from Bradley and Dawn, the adventure show, from noon to one. And then we'll have a full report tomorrow, and you'll see how we do. And I sure hope we do well. And
And
I apologize in advance if we don't.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fun. Who cares?
Thank you for doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course.
Yum, yum, yum.
And remember, the onions are courtesy of Colin. Thank you. Thank you. He cut all of those green onions.
Somebody had to do
championship. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you. Hey, guys. Oh, My Talk is partnering with the Animal and Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals. And you will never, ever, ever, ever guess who the team captains are. No, go ahead. Guess, everyone. It's Alexis and Holly.
What are you hearing out there? Yeah, it's us.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have requirements, though. Lex, Holly, tell them what they need to do.
Well, first of all, go to mytalk1071.com. Sign up for the Walk for Animals. It's May 4th at the State Fairgrounds. It's going to be just a fun day because everyone's bringing their pets, or the pets are bringing their humans.
That's right.
And very excited to have and see a lot of pets beyond dogs and cats.
Yes, we want.
What do we want to see, Holly?
Team critters. We want to see bunnies in strollers. We want to see iguanas on leashes. We want to see your pet chinchilla in a little cute carrying case. It's Saturday, May the 4th. If you or your pet want to do a little Star Wars cosplay,
oh, that would be so darling.
Oh.
Fully encourage it.
A little pug dressed up as Princess Leia with the bun hat.
Yes.
Little Grogu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
MyTalk1071.com.
Sure. We want keyword donkeys, animals. Too, and cows and pigs.
Oh, that's right. Lex wants burros.
So, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
It is perfect that Alexis mentioned Star Wars, or Holly did, when we were talking about the Walk for Animals, because one of the biggest stories in entertainment just happens to deal with Star Wars. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning, or truly, it's whenever you want us. I mean, if you want to listen to us at night, we don't care.
We're a cheap date. Take us anywhere. Thank you for doing that, too, and telling your friends.
I mean, we've gotten more expensive over the years, Lex. I mean,
have we?
You know, yeah, we have.
Oh, I thought we were still on discount.
No, I mean, no. We're not steerage. We're steerage plus now, Lex. Steerage
plus. Oh, what's that?
You get the whole can of Gingy and not just a little bit poured into a cup.
Yeah. That's a thing?
That's a thing, I know.
Wow.
Row 10 up. and you get a glass and not a plastic cup. Yeah, that's what our show is now. A whole can, but still plastic cups.
Yeah, right.
That's right, yeah. Let's do a pop of pop culture in the first hour. Yesterday, the nerds. If you felt vibrations, those were nerd vibrations because, you know, we're not going to get a Star Wars movie for another year and a half so. But it doesn't mean we're not going to get new Star Wars content. One of the probably the biggest thing this year is The Acolyte, which is the latest Star Wars show to come to Disney Plus. And this is the one. And again, just like the country at large, Star Wars nerds, and I'm one of them, we can't agree on anything. And we have two main hobbies, Star Wars and complaining about Star Wars. So, but I did a spin through the Star Wars Nerd Galaxy yesterday, and I found very little resistance to the trailer that dropped yesterday. A trailer did drop, our first look at The Acolyte. Now, let me just give you, for you non-nerds out there, don't turn to Kathy Werzer. Here, let me just tell you why this is cool. First of all, this all of the Star Wars crap that we've had, all of the movies, have taken place basically within a 60-year time frame. That's it. every main thing. I'm not talking the novels. I'm not talking the what they call the extended universe. I'm talking the mainstream stuff. Your movies, most of your shows have all taken place within about 60 years. This show, one of the elements that makes it cool is this is 100 years before The Phantom Menace, which means it's 100 years before Darth Vader was a kid, 100 years before Qui-Gon and Ewan, Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. most of the before the, you know, the Senator Palpatine, anything. This is an era that's very peaceful.
It's was very, Yoda around?
Yoda was around, but we don't think we're going to see him. These are all new characters.
Okay.
This is an era of lightness. They call it the High Republic. The Republic is doing great. There really is no Sith. The bad guys have been gone for a very long time, but something is happening.
What are they fighting? I haven't even seen the trailer yet. Is it more in the Animal Kingdom?
Yes, it's Jedi squirrels versus Jedi platypus.
Wait, that's real. That's real.
That's real. No, the Jedi are flourishing. It's a great era. It's a great era.
Yeah, they're accessing the Force, no problem.
Oh, totally. Again, yeah. The bad guys are allegedly not around, but something is rising. There
Someone
is a
gets
darkness.
Greedy.
And they describe this, the woman that is helming this.
Mm-hmm.
This is so great. The pitch to Kathleen Kennedy, the head of Lucasfilm, was Frozen meets Kill Bill. There are lots of martial arts.
So those sisters?
It's a crime. It's like a thriller. Somebody is killing Jedi. I'm going to play a little bit of the trailer.
Ooh.
Somebody is killing Jedi, and it's freaking the balance out. Everyone's like, what is happening? Here's a little bit of The Acolyte from Star Wars.
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense. What happened?
I sensed the darkness.
This isn't about good or bad. This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
What is that?
What you heard right there after the young Jedi said, what is that? You saw a red lightsaber flying through a forest, slicing everything in its path. And as a group of Jedi run toward it, in a single move, it basically pushes all of them back in a giant wave.
They're coming for you!
It's really cool.
Which is the dark side of the Force.
Yeah. It looks awesome. It's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Jedi. Look at this trailer, everybody. It's really, I am very excited about it. And the nerds are actually not hating this. And I think because the woman helming it has some street cred, she is a Star Wars captain nerd. She loves the extended universe, which is all of the books, that were written between the movies, even before Disney bought Star Wars. And again, that pitch, Kill Bill meets Frozen. And you can see it, the moves that these people do. There's a lot of different types of martial arts being used. And you're kind of wondering, who's the bad guy? Like, what's happening? Like, is this Palpatine, Senator Palpatine's, is this the guy that, are we going to get to see the guy that taught Senator Palpatine everything? It's a cool era. It's a cool era of Star Wars.
Ooh, and I see a Wookiee.
Oh, there's a Wookiee up in there.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm in. So, I mean, I was before, but yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the Wookiee Life movie.
I know you are.
One day. It will happen.
But this is a two episode premiere in June. So coming up quickly.
Wow, there's also going to be a lot of increased LGBTQ representation on screen and behind the scenes. Because Leslie Headland is the first queer woman behind a Star Wars title.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So, and the Jedi look cool. They're all new. No Skywalkers here. So I'm very excited.
Ooh.
Yeah, there we go. That's how excited I am. My lightsaber's up.
How long do we have to wait, Jeez?
June.
Oh, I am. My lightsabers are us up too.
June 4th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
June 4th. We better put them down before we hurt somebody.
Summer. Oh.
Ow! Watch out!
Oh, sorry, Holly.
Can't control mine that easily.
Sorry, Holly. I didn't mean to. I clipped you there. I clipped you there when I was putting mine down.
Uh-oh.
No, all kidding aside, I've watched that trailer about 12 times. I think it's going to be a fan favorite like Andor is. I think that the nerds are going to embrace this because it's so different.
Well, to be able to play with new characters. Well,
in a new
what
time.
Can they say? It's like, yeah. You losers don't even know these characters, so stop it. Don't knock it till you try it.
Yes.
Now, it would be different if they see it and don't like it. But, you know, this hate before it even comes out, it's like, come on.
Yeah. You can be a fan of something and be critical and not like everything that's turned out from the, a little inside baseball, but so juicy still. You guys have heard, all of you listening, you've heard about the big proxy fight or the fight these stockholders want to challenge Bob Iger at Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to get seats on the board. Did you see George Lucas yesterday, who's a huge stakeholder? He had the best line. He supports Bob Iger, and he said, creating magic isn't for amateurs.
Truth!
Very.
And anyone can do that!
Yeah! God, I loved it! Oh, God. I was like, leave it to George to just take it home.
And he can say anything he wants.
Anything. He goes, the main reason he sold Star Wars to Disney was because of Bob Iger. He hasn't agreed with everything, but he believes in it. Oh, God, I loved it. Anyway, stay right there. Buckle your safety belts. We're going to talk a little TV, play a little game. We have a special guest at the end of the hour. It's going to be great. Stay with us.